Welcome to the Rick McNick Show on KLRG Radio. My name is Rick, and I'll be with you until sunrise or someone discovers me and kicks me out of the building, whichever comes first. I spin reject records and interview the persona non grata people and ask the questions they don't want you to hear. Who? KLRG? No, the big wigs that own KLRG. Super Electro Mega Techdyne Conglomerated Industries International GmbH. Your new corporate overlords. I can hear you say it now, but Rick, if that's true, why haven't you been yanked off the air yet? It's simple, people, because it's 3:30 a.m. in the morning. Everybody's asleep and nobody's listening. Nobody, that is, except for you, my precious little dickites.
KLRG Radio. Broadcasting live on 1420 megahertz.
Now let's get this show started with a brand new track, hot off the presses, by everyone's second favorite band.
You see them out there alongside the road, festering meat blocks we like to eat. Some people say they have feelings, and other stuff I say that's neat. Cows in the field, they sway to the tune. Underneath the sun, they're grooving like a boom. With heavy babies and the sky so blue, kicking up the dust, only fools know what to do. They're cows.
Whoa, jump down. Whoa,
big fat ugly things.
Whoa, hey,
you know you want one.
Cows,
you know you love them. Cows.
Whoa, jump down. Whoa,
big fat ugly things.
Whoa, hey,
you know you want one.
Cows,
you know you love them.
Cows.
Come on down to the slaughterhouse, pictures out and eat her on the spot. Now they're bred to enjoy the slaughter, roll themselves through the meat grinder. They're cows.
Whoa, jump down. Whoa,
big fat ugly things.
Whoa, hey,
you know you want one.
Cows,
you know you love them.
Cows,
you know you want one.
Cows,
you know you love them.
Welcome back to the Rick McNick Show. That was just Cows by the CCCF. Cybernetic Clergy Clones from the Future. It was a cover off the Clergy SFR Remix album. This is KLRG Radio, broadcasting from the 9th floor of the KLRG building here on beautiful subtemperate island of Rufusonia, somewhere in the greater northern hemisphere region. Now today, I've got someone very special in the studio that needs no introduction. I said, who needs no introduction.
Aren't you going to introduce me?
No, you need no introduction.
What?
But first, a word from our sponsor.
You've eaten burgers before, but have you ever experienced the Shea Buff Goo Chili Cheeseburger? Created by Buff Goo himself, the 600-pound speed-drumming legend of the clergy, a man whose appetite once bankrupted three county fairs and caused a mayonnaise shortage in two states.
Sometimes a gentleman wants five-star cuisine without putting on pants.
That's why Buff Goo opened the world's first drive-through only fine dining experience. No tables, no waiters, no reservations, and no shoes required. Just pull your pickup truck under the velvet-covered awning. Receive a complimentary hot towel through the driver's side window and enjoy a towering Chili cheeseburger handcrafted with imported fancy cheese, slow-brewed Mexican Chili, mayonnaise-smothered Texas toast, and enough beef to make Clara Peller roll over in her grave. Every meal arrives on real silver platters, served directly through the window by our tuxedoed staff, trained in both classical etiquette and the latest sports banter.
I wanted the elegance of a world-class restaurant from the comfort of the front seat of my red pickup truck. Nobody else was doing it, so I've done it myself.
The Shea Buff Goo Chili Cheeseburger Experience, where sophistication meets your mouth. Open nightly from 4 p.m. until someone's truck breaks down and we have to wait for the tow truck to show up. The Shea Buff Goo Chili Cheeseburger Experience. Fine dining for people too large to fit in other restaurants.
Yeah. Hey, that's my ad. You didn't pay for that. Okay. Well, don't let it happen again.
And we're back with Buff Goo, a.k.a. Prescott Poindexter, a.k.a. Buff Goo Poindexter, a.k.a. the fat...
I changed my name.
What?
It's not Poindexter anymore. It's Buff Goo. I hired a lawyer to change my name to Buff Goo.
Okay, cool. A.k.a. Buff Goo the Nameless, I guess?
Whatever.
So, wow. It's an honor to finally have you here tonight, sir. So, I gotta ask a question that's burning a hole in my pocket like a crisp $50 bill. Why did Hack kill all of those...
Hold on, man. Aren't you forgetting something?
Forgetting? Oh, you mean the 50. This 50?
Man, don't play games with me. I'm about two insults away from walking out of here.
Okay, you got me. Don't spend that all in one place now.
Yeah, looks real enough. Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there are a lot of rumors out there floating around as to the real reason the clergy broke up.
Well, the truth is that most people...
Some people say it was all the drugs.
What? No. Those people are morons. Nah, man. The drugs, they let us play real, you know? Like, authentic. Yeah.
Others say it was over a woman.
No. No, we had so many women, we didn't know whose was whose. Who belonged to whom, you know? Was that my girlfriend or was that Hack's? Didn't matter, really.
That's really misogynistic, don't you think?
Hey, this is the 90s, man. We don't care about that stuff yet.
Fair enough. My pet theory is that Joe was embezzling money to cover his gambling debts.
Well, that actually is true, but it's not why we broke up.
Interesting.
No, man. It was the keyboards.
Keyboards?
It's 3:45 a.m. on KLRG Radio. Do you know where your keyboards are?
So, you were saying something about keyboards?
Yeah, fucking keyboards. First it was X who brought them in to add a little levity to our sound. Okay, whatever. Eddie Van Halen did it, big whoop. Then Russian ZZ Top. Who cares, right? But then it was like a plague. I'm telling you, man. Everywhere, everybody's using the keyboards and metal. But with the clergy, I thought it was just a phase we would outgrow. But no, it was an insidious infection that grew inside of us like a canker sore on my cousin Debbie, like she used to get in the seventh grade. I mean, that thing was nasty. One time at the big family reunion, she...
Can you move it along, please?
Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah, keyboards. So as you recall, Manuel became temporarily paralyzed after that high-diving accident in Mexico.
Wait, what?
In Acapulco. Broke his neck in like 14 places. He was filming a beer commercial, and the director kept making him redo the scene. Anyway, he was completely paralyzed and had to play a bass synth, and...
Wait, if he was paralyzed, how could he play anything?
With his fingers, dumbass. So anyway, after that, it was all over for him as a musician. And then here's the kicker. The pain meds he was on made him allergic to weed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And he started breaking into vets' offices and zoos after hours to get...
To get ketamine?
No, he'd climb into the skunk habitat just to get a whiff of, you know, their anal glands smell just like weed, right?
If you say so.
But after he got over being paralyzed, he still kept playing it.
Skunks?
No, the fucking keyboard.
Uh-huh. Then what happened?
Then Joe get on the action with some crazy pipe organ riffs. You know, organ grinder, etc. Everyone thinks it was X playing there, but no, Joe all the way. He was too embarrassed to admit it and let X take all the credit. Then he got lazy and made X hook up his triangle to a keyboard so he could sit on his fat ass while doing a solo.
Yeah, Joe's the one with such a fat ass.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, okay, I deserve that.
Jeez, finally hack. What a total loser. After some OSHA jerk put a padlock on his chainsaw, saying it was too dangerous, he went all synth. Hack let it happen. He didn't lift a goddamn finger. How easy would it have been for him just to rip that padlock off with his giant teeth, you know?
Or just buy another one at the hardware store.
Hey, who's in charge of this interview?
You are, Mr. Poindexter.
Yeah. So after Meltdown, there is no more real chainsaw in the clergy. Just that crappy synth one.
What was that up on stage?
Keyboards. Tape loops. Hack had a fake chainsaw he flung around just for show. It was made of foam. Fucking foam, man. His foot worked his pedal, hooked up to a tape bank, and a bunch of effects pedals that made that sound.
Wow. Just wow.
So there I was, the only musician, up on stage pounding my little heart out on the drums, surrounded by four fags on keyboards. That's when I knew it was all over, and I had to go full-time with my chain of chili cheese burger shops.
Okay, it's time for another song, folks. This one's a long-distance dedication from Letitia Poundstein of Yakutsk, Siberia, to her boyfriend Kevin Woosfoot in Nome, Alaska. Letitia writes, "Dear Rick, my boyfriend knocked me up last year and dumped me right before the prom because my baby bump was showing. I really want him back, so please play me the greatest clergy song of all time to let him know how much I really care about him. Okay, Miss Poundstein, here's your long-distance dedication."
Yeah!
Jesus, man, you should have warned me before playing that turd. I'll have to get my ears cleaned out at the spa tomorrow.
They have a spa? Here in Rufusonia Building?
No, man, on my luxury yacht.
I can't tell if you're being serious or sarcastic right now.
Come down to my yacht and find out.
Maybe later. So what are you doing now besides pounding those burgers?
Well, I got a new solo album coming out next month where I play all the instruments, like all of them. You know, drums are the hardest to play, right? So like all the other instruments are child's play in my hands.
Great, let's have a listen.
Let me tell you a story about some drums I once knew. These were evil drums from hell. These drums will eat you alive. The drums, they clap. The drums, they clap. Oh! Oh! Stay away from me, you drums. I said stay back. You don't know who you're messing with. They attack. They attack. Hey man, level with me. This interview isn't on like a tape loop, right?
What do you mean? For like swear word suppression?
What? Shit, you didn't say I was gonna be censored, you cocksucker.
Where did you get that from?
KLRG has become a bunch of pussies, man.
You're really worried about the morality police at this point?
No, man. I got kicked out of the building last year. If they find out I'm back, they'll set their goons on me.
Sorry, man. This shit goes out live.
Oh!
There he goes, folks. The one and only Buff Goo. And nothing else. Give it up for the man. Join me next week when I interview Greg Stevens. Yeah, that Greg Stevens. Till next time, dickites, this is Rick signing off.